The next word is responsible. English. He is a responsible person. Punjabi. Ohik zimewar viyakati hai. Breakdown. Oh. He. Ik. A. Indefinite article. Siharin mewar. Responsible. Adjective. Viyakati. Person. Hai. Is. This is a common Punjabi sentence ending. Key concepts. Word order. The word order of the Punjabi sentence is subject, adjective, object, verb, similar to English. Gender agreement. The adjective. Siharin mevar. Agrees with the gender of the subject. Oh. Masculine singular. Translation. He is a responsible person. The next word is collection. English. He has a collection of old coins. Punjabi. Ohne purane sikkiyada ik sandrahi hai. Breakdown. Ohne. This is the subject pronoun, he, in the possessive form. It means, his, or, he has. Purane. This is an adjective, meaning, old. It modifies the next word. Sikkia. This is the plural form of Sikka. Meaning, coin. This is the object of the sentence, and it is in the plural, because we are talking about more than one coin. Da. This is a postposition that indicates possession. It means, of, or, belonging to. It connects the noun, coins, to the next word. Ik. This is the numeral, one, meaning, a, or, an, in this context. Sandrahi. This is a noun, meaning, collection. It is the object of the sentence. Key concepts. The use of the possessive form. Ufani. To indicate ownership, the pluralization of nouns like. Sikkia. The use of the postposition. The. To show possession, the structure of the sentence, with the subject, verb, and object. English. He has a collection of old coins. Punjabi. Ohne purane sikkiyada ik sandrahi hai. The next word is hang. English. The laundry is hanging on the line. Punjabi. Kapare lain de latak rahene. Breakdown. Kapare. Colon, this word means, clothes, or, laundry, in Punjabi. Lain. Colon, this word means, line, in Punjabi. De. Colon, this word means, on, in Punjabi. Latak. Colon, this is the verb, to hang, in Punjabi, in the present continuous tense. Rahe. Colon, this is the present continuous tense marker, meaning, are, or, is. Ne. Colon, this is the plural marker, used since, clothes, is plural. Important concepts. Punjabi verbs, like, hang, have several forms depending on the tense. This sentence uses the present continuous tense. Punjabi word order is subject verb object, so the clothes, subject, are hanging, verb, on the line, object. Punjabi uses different markers for singular and plural, like, ni, at the end of the sentence. English. The laundry is hanging on the line. Punjabi. Kapare lain de latak rahene. The next word is negative. English. He does not like to eat mangoes. Punjabi. Ohnu ab khana pasand nahi hai. Breakdown. Ohnu. This is a combination of the pronoun. Oh. He, and the dative marker. No. It means, to him. Herb. Mango. Kana. To eat. This is a noun, but it functions as an infinitive. Person. To like. Nahi. Not. He. Is. This is the present tense marker. Key concept. This sentence uses the negative particle. Nahi. To indicate that the subject does not like to eat mangoes. It's important to note that the negative particle is placed before the verb, unlike in English, where it is typically placed after the auxiliary verb. Translation. He does not like to eat mangoes. The next word is band. English. The band is playing loudly. Punjabi. Band Zornal Vajariha Hai. Breakdown. Band. This is the Punjabi word for band. Zor. This means loud or forcefully. Nal. This indicates that the band is playing with force. Vaja. This is the verb to play an instrument. Riha. This is the present continuous tense marker, indicating that the action is happening now. He. This is the present tense marker, indicating a statement of fact. This sentence uses a simple subject-verb-object structure with a descriptive phrase to illustrate how the band is playing. Loudly is conveyed using the word forcefully, which is more direct and common in Punjabi. The next word is relative. English. She is my relative. Punjabi. Ameri Rishtedar Hai. Breakdown. She. Mary. My. Rishtedar. Relative. Hai. Is. Key concepts. The word. Rishtedar. Is a noun, and means relative. The word hi is a verb, and means is. Is a pronoun that means she. Mary is a possessive adjective that means my. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the simple present verb hi. English. She is my relative. Punjabi. Ameri Rishtedar Hai. The next word is company. English. The company is successful. Punjabi. Company Kamayab Hai. Breakdown. Company. Kampani. Company is the subject of the sentence. Kamayab. Kamiab. Successful is an adjective describing the company. He. Hi. Is the verb, indicating the present tense. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The subject. Company. Is singular, so the verb. He. Is also singular. Word order. The word order in Punjabi is similar to English, subject-verb-adjective. English. The company is successful. Punjabi. Company kamayab hai. The next word is tour. English. We will tour the Golden Temple tomorrow. Punjabi. Kalsanu sone vale mandir da dorga karana hai. Breakdown. Kal. This means, tomorrow. You could remember it by thinking that it sounds like, call, but for, tomorrow. Sanu. This means, us, or, to us. Think of, us, as, Sanu. Sone vale. This is an adjective meaning, golden. The word, Sona. Means, gold, and, Vare is a suffix meaning having, possessing, or containing. Mandir. This means temple. Think of Mandir, Hindi, as a close cousin to Mandir. Da. This means of or the. It's a possessive marker. Think of da as a d to denote its possessive. Dora. This means tour or visit. Think of Dora as the Hindi version of this word, though not exactly the same. Karana hai. This means to do or have to do. It's a future tense. Think of karana as a basic verb, and then hai is added to make it future tense. English. We will tour the Golden Temple tomorrow. Punjabi. Kalsanu Sone Vare Mandir Da Dora Karana Hai. The next word is alternative. English. There is an alternative way to do this. Punjabi. Is nu kan da ho koi hai viklap hai hai. Breakdown. Is means this. Nu is a postposition that indicates to slash for slash with. Kan is the infinitive of the verb to do. Da is a possessive particle, similar to of. Ho means another or more. Koi means any or some. Hai viklap hai is the noun alternative. Hai means is. Important concepts. Postposition. In Punjabi, postpositions are words that follow a noun and modify its relationship to other words in the sentence. Infinitive. The infinitive is the basic form of a verb that expresses action or state of being. Possessive particle. This particle indicates possession or belonging. The next word is software. English. The software is very useful for students. Punjabi. Sapat veer vidyagatiya laiba hutlava daik hai. Breakdown. Sapat veer. Software. This is a loanword from English, commonly used in Punjabi. Vidyagatiya. Students, plural form of vidyagati. Lai. For. Barefoot. Very. Labadaik. Useful. Hair. Is. Key concepts. Lai. Is a preposition meaning for. It is used to indicate the purpose or beneficiary of an action. Barefoot. Is an intensifier meaning very and is used to emphasize the degree of something. Labadaik is an adjective meaning useful or beneficial. English translation. The software is very useful for students. Punjabi translation. Sapat veer vidyagatiya laiba hut labadaik hai. The next word is pair. English. The pair of shoes is very expensive. Punjabi. Hindi ja hindi uta bihari era kana bindi di jodi barefoot mahegi hai. Breakdown. Hindi ja hindi u hindi ta hindi I era kana bindi. This is the plural form of Hindi ja hindi uta kana, which means shoe. It is in the genitive case to show possession. Di. This is the feminine singular form of the possessive particle, da. It shows possession. Jodi. This means pair. It is in the nominative case. Barefoot. This means very. It is an adverb modifying expensive. Mahigi. This means expensive. It is an adjective modifying pair. This is the present tense singular form of the verb to be. The sentence literally means, the shoes pair is very expensive. However, in English, we say, the pair of shoes is very expensive. The next word is ship. English. The ship sailed across the ocean. Punjabi. Jahaz Samudar Vi Cholan Gya. Breakdown. Jahaz. Jahaz. Ship. Samudar. Samanda. Ocean. Vito. Vichon. From within, through. Langia. Langia. Past tense, sailed, past. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb. Langia. Which means, sailed, or, past. The word. Vito. Is an important preposition to know. It means, from within, or, through, and is used to indicate movement. Also, keep in mind that Samudra can also refer to a river, or other large body of water. This is a very common word in Punjabi, so try to remember it. The next word is cheap. English. This shirt is cheap. Punjabi. A kurta sasta hai. Breakdown. A. This demonstrative pronoun. Kurta. Shirt. Sasta. Cheap adjective. Hai. Is verb to be. This sentence uses the structure subject plus adjective plus verb. The word order is important in Punjabi, and the adjective always comes before the verb. Key concept. In Punjabi, adjectives often follow the noun they modify. The next word is double. English. He ate double the amount of food. Punjabi. Usne dugna khana khada. Usne dugna khana khada. Breakdown. Usne. Colon, he, masculine subject pronoun. Dugna. Colon, double, twice, an adjective in this case, modifying the noun. Kana. Kana. Colon, food, masculine noun. Kadha. Colon, eight, past tense of the verb. Kana. To eat. Key concepts. Word order. The Punjabi sentence is structured differently from the English one. The subject. Usne. Comes first, followed by the object. Kana. And then the verb. Kadha. This is common in Punjabi, where the subject precedes the verb. Dugna. Colon, this word can be used as an adjective to indicate something doubled in amount, or as an adverb to indicate something done twice. In this example, it acts as an adjective modifying the noun. Kana. Memorization tip. Think of the word Dugna as being similar to the English word double, and remember the common word order. Subject, object, verb. The next word is leg. English. He has a long leg. Punjabi. Usa da lanma per hai. Breakdown. Usa da. This is the possessive pronoun, his. It shows that the leg belongs to the person being talked about. Lanma. This means long. It describes the length of the leg. Pair. This means leg. It is the noun that is being described by long. Hair. This is the present tense verb, is. It connects the subject and the description. The sentence uses simple present tense and describes the physical attribute of a person. English: he has a long leg. Punjabi: Usada lanma per hai. The next word is observe. English: he observed the children playing in the park. Punjabi: Usane bachianu parak vich kedra de dekia. Breakdown: Usane. This is the subject pronoun, he, in the past tense. Bachia. This is the plural noun, children. Nu. This is the object marker, indicating that the children are the object of the verb. Park. This is the noun, park. Vich. This is the preposition, in. Kedrade. This is the present participle verb, playing. Dekia. This is the past tense verb, observed. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of the past tense in Punjabi. The sentence also uses the object marker, which is essential in Punjabi grammar. English: he observed the children playing in the park. Punjabi: Usane bachianu parak vich kedra de dekia. The next word is through. English: he went through the door. Punjabi: Uhdaravaze vich olangia. Breakdown: Uh. He, masculine singular pronoun. Daravaze. Door, masculine singular noun. Vich. Through, preposition, indicating movement from inside to outside. Lungia. Went, past tense of verb, lungana, to go through. The sentence follows the standard subject-verb-object structure of Punjabi, with the preposition, vich, specifying the path of movement. The verb, lungana, is conjugated in the past tense, indicating a completed action. English: he went through the door. Punjabi: Uhdaravaze vich olangia. The next word is it. English: it is hot today. Punjabi: Aaj garmi hai. Breakdown: Aaj. This is the Punjabi word for today. It is a common word and easy to remember. Garmi. This is the Punjabi word for heat or hotness. It is a common word and easy to remember. Hi. This is the Punjabi word for is. This is a common word, often used as a helping verb in Punjabi. This sentence uses a very common structure in Punjabi: subject plus verb plus object. In this case, the subject is garmi. Heat, the verb is high. Is, and the object is aaj. Today. This is a great example of a simple Punjabi sentence that can be used in everyday conversation. It is also a good example of how the Punjabi language is structured, and how words are combined to form sentences. The next word is sentence. English: the sentence is a beautiful piece of art. Punjabi: Vakik sudar kalada tukara hai. Breakdown: Vak. Colon, this is the word for sentence in Punjabi. It is a noun. Ek. Colon, this means one and is used as a determiner to quantify the noun, sentence. Sudar. Colon, this means beautiful and is an adjective modifying the noun, sentence. Kala. Colon, this means art and is a noun. Da. Colon, This is the possessive particle, meaning of connecting art with peace. Dukkha. Colon, this means peace and is a noun. He. Colon, this means is and is the present tense copula verb. Key concepts. Noun. Vak. Kala. Dukkha. Adjective. Sudra. Determiners. Ik. Possessive particle. Da. Copula verb. He. English. The sentence is a beautiful piece of art. The next word is print. English. He printed the document. Punjabi. Usane dasata vez chapia. Breakdown. Usane. Usne. He slash she. Dasata vez. Dastors. Document. Chapia. Ch happier. Printed, past tense of. Chapana. Ch harpner. To print. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb. Chapia. Is in the past tense and agrees with the singular subject. Usane. Direct object. The word. Dasata vez is the direct object of the verb. Remember, in Punjabi, the verb often comes at the end of the sentence, unlike English. The next word is progress. English. The students are making progress in their Punjabi studies. Punjabi. Vidyagatiya di Punjabi di parhai vich tarakki kar rahe hain. Breakdown. Vidyagatiya. This is the plural form of the word. Vidyagati. Meaning, students. The. A. Ending marks it as plural. The. This is the equivalent of the English definite article, the, but it is rarely used in Punjabi. It's here for emphasis. Punjabi. This word means Punjabi, but it can refer to the language, people, or culture. Here, it's the language. The. This is the possessive marker of, or belonging to. It's used to show that the studies belong to Punjabi. Parhai. This means study or learning. Vich. This is the preposition in. It shows that the progress is happening within the context of Punjabi studies. Tarakki. This means progress or advancement. Kar. This is the verb to do or to make. Here, it's conjugated to the present continuous tense with the ending. Rahe. Hun. This is the plural form of the verb, to be. It is used to indicate that the students are the ones who are making progress. Key concepts. Possessive marker. The. Is a common possessive marker in Punjabi. Pluralization. Is a common plural marker in Punjabi. Present continuous tense. The. Rahe. Ending conjugates the verb. Kar. Into the present continuous tense, indicating that the action is ongoing. English. The students are making progress in their Punjabi studies. Punjabi. Vidyagatiya di Punjabi di parhai vich tarakki kar rahe hain. The next word is truth. English. The truth is always important. Punjabi. Sachai hamesha mahatva puran hoodi hai. Breakdown. Sachai. Satchai. Truth. Hamesha. Hamesha. Always. Matha Dhavapuran. Matha Tavpern. Important. Udiha. Hundi high. Is the high in this case is the present tense of the verb to be. Key concepts. Punjabi uses a postpositional system meaning that the adjective follows the noun, as in the case of Matha Dhavapuran. Important, coming after. Sachai. Truth. The Punjabi sentence uses the present tense of the verb to be, which is Udi hai. The hai is the present tense form of to be, and Udi is the feminine form, since truth in Punjabi is feminine. English. The truth is always important. Punjabi. Sachai Hamesha Matha Dhavapuran Udi hai. The next word is nobody. English. Nobody is here. Punjabi. Koi nahi hai. Breakdown. Koi equals koi means anyone or someone in Punjabi, but it is used to mean nobody in this context, as it is negated by nahi. Nahi meaning not. Nahi equals nahin means not in Punjabi. Hai equals hai means is or are in Punjabi, used here in the present tense. This is a common Punjabi sentence structure where a negative word nahi negates the existence of a noun or pronoun, in this case koi. Translation. Nobody is here. The next word is examine. English. Let's examine this closely. Punjabi. Aaz nu gaur naal vek lai. Breakdown. Aaz. This one. Nu. To. Gaur. Closely, carefully. Naal. With. Vek. Look, examine. Lay I. Let's. Key concept. The word naal means with, and it is used here to emphasize the way the action is being performed. Translation. Let's examine this closely. The next word is lay. English. The carpenter laid the bricks carefully. Punjabi. Lakarahane ta savadani naal laiya. Breakdown. Lakarahar. This word means carpenter and is the subject of the sentence. Ne. This particle indicates the subject of the sentence performs the action. Ita. This is the object of the sentence and refers to bricks. Savadani naal. This phrase means carefully and acts as an adverb modifying the verb. Laiya. This is the past tense of the verb to lay. Key concepts. Sentence structure. Subject, verb, object, case markers. Ne. Marks the subject performing the action. Adverbs. Savadani naal. Modifies the verb. Verb conjugation. The past tense of the verb to lay is laiya. English. The carpenter laid the bricks carefully. Punjabi. Lakarahane ta savadani naal laiya. The next word is speed. English. The train's speed is very high. Punjabi. Gaddi di rafatar bahut ziyada hai. Breakdown. Gandhi. Gadi. Train. This is a common word for any kind of vehicle, but often refers to train. The. Of. Belonging to. It's a possessive particle. Rafatar. Raftar. Speed, pace, velocity. The word. Raftar. Is from Persian, and is used commonly in Punjabi. Think of speed as a synonym for raftar. Barefoot. Bahut. Very, extremely. This is an intensifier. It modifies the next word. Sihariada. Ziyada. More, excessive, too much, a lot. It is another intensifier like Bahut. Hair. High. Is, exists. This is the verb, to be, in the present tense. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence stating a fact. English. The train's speed is very high. Punjabi. Gandhi di Rafatar Bahut Ziyada Hai. The next word is politics. English. Politics is a part of everyday life. Punjabi. Rajneeti Rozmara Di Zindagida Hissa Hai. Breakdown. Rajneeti. Politics. Rozmara. Everyday. Di. Of. Belonging to. Zindagi. Life. Da. Of. Belonging to. Hissa. Part. Hai. Is. Key concepts. Di. And. Da. Are possessive particles, similar to, of, in English. Rozmara. Is a compound word, literally meaning, daily daily. This sentence showcases the use of possessive particles, and compound words in Punjabi. It's a simple sentence structure that's easy to understand, and remember. The next word is reply. Please provide an English word so I can create a Punjabi sentence for you with a detailed breakdown. I am excited to share my knowledge of the Punjabi language with you. The next word is down. English. The cat jumped down from the tree. Punjabi.
Billi da kutto heta chal mar gayi.
Breakdown.
Billi.
Billy, cat, this is a feminine noun.
Darakut.
Darakt, tree, a masculine noun.
Door.
Turn, from, a post position used to show origin.
Heta.
Hethan, noun, an adverb.
Chal.
Ch how, jump, a feminine noun.
Mar.
Mar, to hit. A verb.
Gai.
Gai, went, a past tense verb, third person singular feminine. Key concepts. Gender. Punjabi nouns have gender, masculine, or feminine. The gender of a noun affects the form of adjectives, pronouns, and verbs that modify it. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, which are similar to prepositions in English, to show the relationship between words. Word order. Punjabi word order is often flexible, but generally follows the structure subject-object-verb, SOV. English. The cat jumped down from the tree. Punjabi.
Billi da kutto heta chal mar gayi.
The next word is display. English. The display is beautiful. Punjabi.
Dikhava. Sudar. Hair.
Breakdown.
Dikhava. Sudar. Hair. Vikava. Thunder. High. Vikava. Display. Thunder. Beautiful. High. Is. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The word for display. Vikava. Is masculine, which is why the adjective sudar also takes the masculine form. Verb, to be. He is the present tense form of the verb, to be. English, the display is beautiful. Punjabi. Dikava. Sudar. He. The next word is transfer. English, he transferred the money to his account. Punjabi. Usne paise apne khate vich transfer kite. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he. It is the subject of the sentence. Paise. This is the plural form of the noun. Paisa. Which means money. It is the direct object of the sentence. Apne. This is the possessive pronoun meaning his or her, depending on context. It modifies the noun. Kate. Kate. This is the noun meaning account. It is the object of the preposition. Vich. Vich. This is the preposition meaning in or into. It is used to indicate the location of the money. Transfer kite. This is the past tense of the verb. Transfer karana. Meaning to transfer. Key concepts. The sentence is in the past tense. The sentence uses the direct object. Persi. And the object of the preposition. Kati. To show where the money went. The possessive pronoun. Apani. Is used to show that the account belongs to the person transferring the money. English. He transferred the money to his account. Punjabi. Usne paise apne khate vich transfer kite. The next word is perfect. English. This is a perfect day for a picnic. Punjabi. Aaj, high, picnic, high, lie, high, ek, high, Camilla, high, din, high, high. Breakdown. Hi, aj, hi, means, today. It is used to specify the day in question. Hi, picnic, hi, is the English word, picnic, borrowed into Punjabi. Hi, lie, hi, is a postposition meaning, for, or, to. It is used to indicate the purpose, or destination of something. Hi, ek, hi, means, one, or, a, it is used here as an indefinite article. Hi, Camilla, hi, means, perfect, or, ideal. It describes the day as being suitable for a picnic. Hi, din, hi, means, day. It refers to the specific day in question. Hi, hi, is the verb, to be, in the present tense. It indicates that the day is perfect for a picnic. English. This is a perfect day for a picnic. Punjabi. Aj. High, picnic, high, lie, high, ek, high, Camilla, high, din, high, high. The next word is slightly. English. She is slightly taller than me. Punjabi. Uhmenu, high, thorha. Lanma. He. Breakdown. Oof. This is the Punjabi word for she. Menu. This is the Punjabi word for me in the dative case. It means to me and is used here to show that the comparison is between her height and the speaker's height.
Thorha. This is the Punjabi word for slightly. It is an adverb modifying the adjective. Lanma. Lanma. This is the Punjabi word for tall. It is an adjective describing the height of the person referred to by.
Ooh.
Hey. This is the Punjabi word for is. It is a copula that links the subject.
Ooh.
To the predicate.
Thorha Lanma.
Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case is used in Punjabi to show the indirect object of a verb. It often indicates the person, or thing to whom, or for whom something is done. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. They tell us how, when, where, or to what extent something is done. Copula. A copula is a verb that connects a subject to a predicate. In Punjabi, the copula. Hair is used to link the subject to a description of its state, quality, or identity. English. She is slightly taller than me. Punjabi.
Uhmenu.
Hi, Thorha. Lanma. Hair. The next word is overall. English. Overall, the performance was quite good. Punjabi.
Kul mila ke pradarshan kafi vadhiya si.
Breakdown.
Kul.
Overall, in total, this is a common word for total or overall.
Mila ke
means together or combined.
Pradarshan.
Performance, act. This is a common word used to refer to any kind of performance.
Kafi.
Quite, enough. This is a common word used to express a sufficient amount.
Vadia.
Good, excellent. This is a common word for good or excellent.
See.
Was. This is the past tense of the verb, to be. Key concepts. The use of.
Kul mila ke
is a common way to express the idea of overall. In Punjabi, the sentence uses a simple past tense structure. English. Overall, the performance was quite good. Punjabi.
Kul mila ke pradarshan kafi vadhiya si.
The next word is intend. English. I intend to go to the market today. Punjabi.
Main bazaar jaana irada rakhda haan.
Breakdown.
Main.
I.
Aaj.
Today.
Bazaar.
Market.
Jaan.
To go, infinitive form.
Da.
Of. Possessive particle.
Irada.
Intention.
Rakhda.
Keep, have, present tense, masculine singular.
Ha.
I, affirmative particle. Key concepts. Possessive particle.
Da.
Is used to show possession, similar to the English, of. Infinitive form.
John.
Is the infinitive form of the verb, to go. Present tense.
Rakhda.
Is the present tense form of the verb, to keep. Conjugated for the masculine singular subject. Affirmative particle.
Ha.
Is used to affirm the sentence. Translation. I intend to go to the market today. The next word is user. Please provide an English word so I can create a Punjabi sentence for you, with a breakdown of the grammar and meaning. The next word is respond. Please provide an English word so I can create a Punjabi sentence, breakdown, and translation for you,
I am eager to share my knowledge of the Punjabi language with you. The next word is dinner. English. We had dinner at 7 p.m. Punjabi. AAS, Hindi, Hindi, Anusvarni, Shamnu, Sat, Baj, Kana, Karaya. Breakdown. AAS, Hindi, Hindi, Anusvar. We, is the subject of the sentence, and is in the plural form. Ni. Have slash has, is the auxiliary verb in Punjabi, and is used to denote past tense. Sham. Evening, is the time of day when dinner is eaten. Noo. At, is a preposition that signifies the time at which something happens. Sat. 7, is the specific time at which dinner was eaten. Baj. A clock, is used to specify the time. Kana. Food, is the object of the sentence. Karaya. 8, is the past tense verb, meaning, 8. Key concepts. Word order. Punjabi sentences follow a subject-object-verb, SOV, structure. Auxiliary verbs. Punjabi uses auxiliary verbs like ni. To denote tense. Prepositions. Prepositions like nu. Show the relationship between words in the sentence. English. We had dinner at 7 p.m. Punjabi. AAS, Hindi, Hindi, Anusvarni, Shamnu, Sat, Baj, Kana, Karaya. The next word is slow. English. He walks slowly. Punjabi. Holy, holy, chalada hai. Breakdown. He slash she slash it. Holy, holy. Slowly, literally. Slow, slow, key concept. This is a common way to express the adverb in Punjabi by repeating the adjective. Chalada hai. Walks. This is the present tense of the verb, to walk, in Punjabi. English. He walks slowly. Punjabi. Holy, holy, chalada hai. The next word is show. English. The teacher showed us the new textbook. Punjabi. Adhyapak ne sanu navi kitab dikhai. Breakdown. Adhyapak. Adhyapak, teacher. Ne. Ni, has, did, indicates past tense, often used with verbs. Sanu. Sanu, to us, for us. Navi. Navin, new. Kitab. Kitab, book. Dikari. Dikari, showed, past tense, indicates action was completed. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject-object-verb, unlike English. Ne. Is a particle that marks the subject in the past tense. Navi. Is a feminine adjective modifying. Kitab. Book. English. The teacher showed us the new textbook. Punjabi. Adhyapak ne sanu navi kitab dikhai. The next word is regular. English. He goes to the park regularly. Punjabi. Rozana park jada hai. Breakdown. Means he. Rozana. Means regularly, daily, every day. It is the focus of the sentence. Park. Means park. Jada hai. Means goes. This is a verb in the present tense. It is the grammatical core of the sentence, and is conjugated to agree with the subject, he. Key concept. Punjabi uses the postposition. Nu.
after verbs of motion, which means to in English. So, in this sentence, jada hai is conjugated to agree with he and the postposition nu is implied and not stated. Translation: he goes to the park regularly. The next word is physical. English: he is physically strong. Punjabi: oh, sareer aktar te mazboot hai. Breakdown: oh, he sareer physical tar way manner te on mazboot strong hai. Is key concept. This sentence uses the tar way manner to show a way in which the subject is strong. This structure is very common in Punjabi and can be used with many different adjectives and adverbs. English: he is physically strong. Punjabi: oh, sareer aktar te mazboot hai. The next word is apart. English: he sat apart from the group. Punjabi: oh, samooh toh vakh baitha si. Breakdown: oh, he samooh group toh from vakh apart baitha sat si was key concepts. The Punjabi word for apart is vak. The word to indicates from the verb baitha is in the past tense, meaning sat. The word see is used to indicate that the action happened in the past. English: he sat apart from the group. Punjabi: oh, samooh toh vakh baitha si. The next word is suit. English: he wears a suit to work every day. Punjabi: ho har roz kande suit paake jaanda hai. Breakdown: ho means he, her, ha means every, roz means day, come means work, de means to or at, suit means suit, pa means to wear, key indicates that the action of wearing the suit is complete, and he is now on his way to work. Janda means goes. Key concepts: ke. This particle is an important concept in Punjabi grammar, as it is used to indicate the completion of an action before moving on to another action. English: he wears a suit to work every day. Punjabi: ho har roz kande suit paake jaanda hai. The next word is federal. English: the federal government is responsible for national defense. Punjabi: federal sarkar desh ki rakhya lai zimmewar hai. Breakdown: federal. This word is derived from English and is commonly used in Punjabi to refer to the federal system of government. Sarkar, government. This word represents the governing body of a country or state. Desh, country. This word refers to a nation or a sovereign state. The
of the. This is a possessive marker indicating that the government is of the country. Rakia. Defense. This word signifies the protection and safeguarding of a nation. Lai. For. This preposition indicates the purpose of the government's responsibility. Siharin Mevar. Responsible. This word highlights the duty and obligation of the federal government. He. Is. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, indicating a state of being. Therefore, the sentence highlights that the federal government is the body responsible for protecting the country. The next word is reveal. English. The truth will be revealed. Punjabi. Sach Chai Prakashit Hovegi. Breakdown. Sach Chai. Colon, truth. This is a feminine noun, so it takes the feminine singular form of the adjective, which is not explicitly stated. Prakashit. Colon, revealed. This is a past participle, and is functioning as an adjective here. Hovegi. Colon, will be. This is the future tense of the verb, to be, in the feminine singular form, because the subject is feminine. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives agree in gender and number with the nouns they modify. Here, the adjective Prakashit is feminine singular to agree with. Sach Chai. Past participles as adjectives. Past participles can be used as adjectives to describe nouns, similar to English. Future tense. Punjabi uses a special future tense marker, which is attached to the verb. Here, the future tense marker is B. Translation. The truth will be revealed.